No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips it down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All righty. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to a Tuesday edition of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com. All things Carriker Chronicles at carrikerchronicles.com. Also on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, the fastest 2 hours in radio just ended, but the most loaded hour doesn't mean better. Just means there's a lot to talk about. The most loaded hour in radio has begun. The Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty. Jake, are you awake today?
I'm awake.
He literally jolted from a deep sleep. I could see it. All right. Producer Jake and I are going to have a lot of fun in the process. It is a loaded show. First of all, send in your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your concerns, your reactions. If we're wrong, correct, especially if it's Jake, me, you ain't going to let it slide. To the Sauter Heyman text line. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
All right. I do have to give a couple of final thoughts. Here's a quick show rundown. Then we're going to do the actual show itself. Number one, I never actually gave final thoughts on whether Ryan Day should be. Like the whole Fire Ryan Day thing that's going through some of the Ohio State, you go to their message boards, don't spend a lot of time there. It's not worth it. But I took a glance and, well, it was entertaining for me. I'll give final thoughts to that. My wife listened to the show yesterday, did not text in. I said, why did you not text in? I needed confirmation. She said, I was busy. I was working. I had the kids at home. You know what I said to her? I said, no boudoir for you tonight. Yeah, who am I kidding? I didn't say that. I'm not going to punish myself. But she was listening. We got a lot of other stuff today. I was pondering something for a second. You know what? I tend to say crazy things. I'm going to hold that one to myself. All right. What else we got here today? The AC poll. The first ever. You've heard of the AP poll, the coaches poll, which people don't talk about as much anymore. A lot of credit seems to go to the AP poll. And I almost always, everybody has their own thoughts, their opinions, thoughts. Otherwise, when it comes to rankings and ratings and power rankings versus just straight up rankings and who would win and how you're going to decide who should be where in your own potential poll. If you were to have your own personal poll, the AP poll, hey, those guys work hard. They know their stuff, but my issue has always kind of been, because I've heard people talk about the coaches poll in the past where they're so focused on their team. How can they know what's going on across the country? A lot of times there's friends. How do you, are they just voting for their friends? If they're ever, you know, not sure who to vote for, you know, the guys in the AP poll, guys who are highly dedicated to what they do. But at the same time, if you're so focused on one team, how can you really know what's going on nationally? The preseason rankings are a lot of fun. They're phenomenal, but it's hard to get out of the preseason rankings once you see who a team really is sometimes. So for me, and I even asked Jake, because he knows, all I ever, like Husker sports, football, and it used to be wrestling in this mix, but those are the two things I'm so focused on is Husker sports and football on a national level. Like, I will walk in and I will have this, like all these freaking notes. These are all my notes that I took from the games this past weekend, games this so far this year, putting together my AC poll. And I'll tell you right now, my top five is different from the AP poll. My top 10 is different. My top 15 is different. I do not view Notre Dame how other people view them. I do not view BYU how other people view them. I don't know why Iowa State's a top 10 team. Just to give you a couple of ideas. I do not have Penn State ranked third in the country behind Texas and Oregon, with all due respect to the Nittany Lions, who can prove a whole lot in a couple of weeks when they welcome Ohio State to Happy Valley, but they ain't done that yet. USC's a pretty good team. You go on the road, you get outrushed, the other team outgains you, you lose the turnover battle, find a way to win, but it's a team that's 3-3, and you barely win, and I'm supposed to move you up in the rankings and punish somebody else who just took the number two team in the country down to the wire, lost by a point. I don't know. I'll explain why I have certain teams ranked higher, why I have certain teams ranked lower. I do not have Michigan in the top 25. Okay? They're just outside of the top 25. But we'll get into all that later. I'm getting a little bit of the cart before the horse. Now, again, a cart before the horse. Now, with all due respect, the guys who vote in the AP poll, they do a good job. But a lot of times they're so focused on one team. How can they know what's going on nationally? Of course, you're going to have your East Coast bias because that always happens. And so for me, I'm a guy who spends all my time on Husker sports and national college football. Like if Jake, he knows I'm a WWE fan. If he grilled me on WWE right now, I wouldn't really know what to say other than The Rock just came back. Other than The Rock just came back, which if you've got a phone, you see those videos everywhere. I don't really know a whole lot. So I spent a lot of time putting this AC poll, the first ever one, together. We're going to preview Indiana. Are they they're untested, but just how untested are they? How in the world were they a 3.5-point favorite? Then last I looked, it was 6.5. Has it gone up another 82 points since I looked last night? Nobody's played any football, yet the spread is like double. What is it now, Jake?
Yeah, it's at 6.5.
Still at 6.5. I'm surprised it's not like 12 by now. Nobody's played any football, yet we're a bigger underdog than we were at this point last week. I don't understand it. Indiana's a good football team. I'm not saying they're not a good football team. I'm not going to sit here and pound the table saying we're definitely going to beat them. I'm not going to do that. What I'm saying is they're untested, and I don't understand how nobody plays any football and the spread just keeps growing. That was something that was pretty interesting to me. Mo Berry's going to join me about 12:25. All right, what else we got here? Talked about the text line. All right, final thoughts on the whole Ryan Day thing. Now, here's the deal. If you're not Oregon, you're not Michigan, Ryan Day is 25-0 against you since he took over. All right, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but I did not put a button on it yesterday, and I don't like it when I say I'm going to do something, and then I just space it off, so I'm putting a button on it today. Ryan Day, 2-4 in bowl games. Now, as a Nebraska fan, you're like, they've been to bowl games. Well, their expectation is a little bit different. Hopefully, 6 years from now, we've been to 6 bowl games, if not a couple of college football playoff appearances, maybe a Big Ten title game appearance, maybe a win. Who knows? I know we got Indiana Saturday. We'll start there. 1-3 versus Michigan. That's never. I mean, you could be 99-0 against everyone else. You're 1-3 versus Michigan. That's never going to endear you to Buckeye Nation. 1-7. This was the one that actually stood out to me the most. 1-7 versus college football playoff top 5 teams. So when I said 25-0 versus everybody, not Michigan, not Oregon, that was regular season. 0-3 versus the SEC. Here's what I'm going to say. You got to see how the season plays out. And if Ohio State and Oregon probably will play again the Big Ten championship game and Ohio State wins that, with all due respect to Oregon, this game is going to be a distant memory. Celebrate. Enjoy. The game that really matters is coming up in December. Phenomenal game. Like a 5-star game this past Saturday. Much like Alabama, Georgia. I would even give that 5.5 stars out of a 5-star rating. But the games that matter most, the games that you remember, are played in November and December. So those are still coming up. Okay. What I would say is if you're a Buckeye fan, and I said this before the season, I will be consistent with this. You spend $20+ million. Your expectation is that you at least get to the national title game. If that doesn't happen, then you've got to evaluate. All right. We got a coach that's gotten us to the college football playoff. Maybe a Big Ten championship this year, depends on what happens the rest of the season. College football national championship game on the cusp of a couple times. Can we do better? Because if you were to get rid of a guy like that, I'm just telling you, There aren't a whole lot of Urban Meyer's just going to walk through the doors. A whole lot of Kalen DeBoer's who's going to go to Washington and take in a national championship game your first year. The cupboard is loaded for whoever comes in. But it's just something to think about. Can you do better or not? That's the real question. All right, it's not really what he's done. It's what he would do in the future compared to someone you might bring in. Now let's get to what actually matters. Nebraska and Indiana.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is an Indiana team averaging 47 points per game, 515 yards of offense, 315 passing yards, number one pass offense in the Big Ten. I got these notes. I'm not even looking at them. 315 pass yards a game, number one of the Big Ten, top 10 defense in the country, top 10 offense in the country. They're averaging, here's what actually impresses me is the balance. They're averaging just over 200.4, just over 200 rushing yards per game. They're the number one red zone offense in the Big Ten. They're very efficient. They look very dynamic, explosive. Even their defense can be dynamic at times. What I mean is they can cause big plays on defense, whether it be turnovers, whether it be sacks, tackles for loss, etc. Indiana, and I have them as a top 20 team as well in the AC poll coming up later. They're a very good football team. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we've played murderer's row so far. Let me know when we got about 5 minutes in this segment, okay? Because we're cutting it short from 25 to like 15, maybe 20 at the most, okay? Because we're going to do Mo Berry and then the AC poll needs some time. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Nebraska's played murderer's row because guess what? We've not. But Colorado appears to be a decent team. Illinois is currently ranked. Just throwing those things out there. Rutgers was undefeated when we played them. I know what happened against Wisconsin. Wisconsin's season is not going down the tubes, by the way, just because they don't have their quarterback and starting running back. Hey, props to Coach Fickell. He's doing a good job out there. I'm going to root for them probably every game of the season that they play the rest of the year, except for one. All right, head coach Kurt Cignetti had one of my favorite quotes in the entire offseason. He said, "Google me, I win." Now, that rubs some people the wrong way, and I will tell you right now, Indiana fans are getting brash. So I did a Big Ten show, used to air here on The Ticket, walked away from it so I could focus on the Carrick Chronicles and the Adam Carrick Show here on The Ticket. My co-host was Rhett Lewis. There is not a more educated man when it comes to football and knowledge and understanding of football than Rhett frickin' Lewis. All right, NFL Network, Big Ten Network, Sirius XM Radio, Bally Sports. I can't even name everything that he's on. He's an Indiana insider as well. Played at Indiana. I had him on my show yesterday. Okay, the other show, I'll call it. He is a consummate professional. Never gets riled up. He was so bullish. So bullish on the show when we were talking about Indiana, Nebraska. I mean, my goodness. And I even said, "Hey, man, I've never seen you this bullish, borderline brash." He just smiled. He just smiled. And there are some Indiana fans that are feeling pretty good about themselves. They're 6-0. They ain't been 6-0 since, what, 1967? Hey, I'm happy for them. My thing is this. Our four toughest games left on the schedule, and I'm fine with us being a dog, and it makes sense going into Bloomington, and our four toughest games of the season are still left on the schedule out of our last 6 games, in my opinion. But here's who they played. Florida International, Western Illinois, FCS, UCLA, worst team in the Big Ten, Charlotte. Are they in the FBS? They're not FCS. They didn't play two FCS teams. Nah, Charlotte's like...
Charlotte's FBS.
Conference USA, right?
Yeah.
Maryland and Northwestern. Now, they can score 31, 77, 42, 52, 42, 41. That's the amount of points they've scored. This team can score. All right, in the Big Ten, number one in total offense, number one in scoring offense, number one in passing offense. They have the number two rush defense, the number six pass defense, the number two in total defense. My thing is this. They're a good football team. They're a team that right now, in case you didn't know, according to the odds makers, has a 51% chance of making the college football playoff. By the way, Nebraska is less than 5%, if you were wondering. I got all the respect in the world. My thing is this, they're untested. They're untested. I used to know some folks from the East Coast, especially from living in D.C. for 6 years, just over half a decade. And when the Big East Conference was still around, they'd brag about, oh, this team won the Big East, that team won the Big East. I looked at them and I said, one day, Big East isn't even going to have football anymore. Well, here we are. The Big East Conference doesn't even exist in football anymore. I never imagined the Pac-12 would disappear. I did not call that one. Although, technically, it's back. We'll get to that at a later date. That's an off-season topic. The mighty Pac-7, which is really just a glorified Mountain West conference. For me, what you've done matters. Who you played matters more. They have yet to be hit in the mouth. Northwestern played them for about three quarters. Indiana pulled away. This is a team that scored 80 points in the fourth quarter. This is Nebraska is not going to be smaller. We're going to be the bigger team. They're not going to have better athletes. What they have been is they have been more consistent for four quarters. They haven't allowed a touchdown in the first quarter all year. Again, they haven't played murderer's row either. We've been a little bit more tested than them. In the fourth quarter, they've scored 80 points this year. I would 100% predict Nebraska to win this game. Does that mean 5 minutes or 1 minute?
It's up to you. Depends on how much time you want for the AC.
Okay. I got about 90 seconds here. Self-imposed. Indiana scored 80 points in the fourth quarter alone, haven't allowed a touchdown the first quarter all year. The thing that makes me nervous about them, I don't think they're more talented. I don't think they're bigger. They do have some explosive wide receivers, and their quarterback, former MAC player of the year, is playing really well. Good as anybody in the Big Ten versus the competition he's faced. They have not faced a defense like the Blackshirts. They have not faced a team that has the potential that Nebraska has. What makes me nervous, and I'm not 100% decided on my prediction yet, is they're more consistent through four quarters. They've scored 80 points in the fourth quarter. You know how many points we've scored in the second half all year? 48. Third and fourth quarter combined. You take out Purdue, where we scored 28 points in that second half. We have actually been outscored by our opponents. We're 5-1. Take out the Purdue game. We've actually been outscored 30. We scored 30. Our opponents have scored 38. We've been outscored by 8 points if you take Purdue out. If you add in Purdue, we've outscored our opponents by 10 points. We need to be more consistent. The special teams just needs to not be a liability. The black shirts need to do their thing, no letdowns, and the offense has to produce for four quarters. I look at this Indiana game. I don't want to overblow it. If we lose, there's still a path to winning 8 games. That includes playing Ohio State the next weekend. If we win, we have every right to get very, very excited because I do think Indiana's a good team. I also think they're very, very untested. Any final thoughts there?
No. That's part of the interest in this game. And of course, I feel like, too, like the measuring stick game is probably next week. I think if you beat Indiana, then the questions still remain, what is Indiana? Who is Indiana?
It's a good point. We'll get to Ohio State when we get there because we need to know what happens versus Indiana. I don't even want to put this out in the universe because there's a world where we're 6-1 going into Ohio State. All right, and that's a big-time matchup. There's a world where we're 5-3 after Ohio State, and there's a world where if that happens, we still get to 8-4. I had pick six previews on my on the Chronicles, and he said we'd be 5-3 after Ohio State. By the way, this does not match my prediction. I'll give my prediction on Thursday for the Indiana game. And he still had us going 8-4 because he had us beating Iowa and Wisconsin. My point is, don't overreact to every game as much as this Indiana game might mean. And I'll give you a hint. I'm leaning towards Nebraska because I can't fathom that in just a matter of a few months, with an Indiana team that was 3-9 a year ago, somehow Kurt Cignetti would walk in, take Indiana, not in basketball, in football, with all due respect, and leapfrog Matt Rhule in Nebraska in a matter of a few months when Matt Rhule's been there for two seasons now. I just have a hard time fathoming that. And then I think about the inconsistencies we have on two-thirds of the sides of the football that aren't the defense. I'm leaning Nebraska, but I'll give my official prediction on Thursday. I'd better be quiet. We got other segments to get to. Mo Berry will join me when we come back, and then we'll close out the show with the AC poll. Send us your text to the text line. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.